Well, hello. How are you, my audio boo friends? Sitting out back. I've been in a strange mood for the last 3 days. I don't know why. When I come out here at night is when I talk sometimes. And decide, I think I'll get on audio boo. Like I'm talking to myself, kind of. But it's so what? The reason I actually came out here is because I heard a cop car siren going, and it was right outside my street. I like to think I have a wonderful garden, and I'm in some countryside place, but I'm not. I'm in the middle of the city, in the middle of the city of Anaheim, California. And I live on a corner lot where there's a very busy street right next to me. In fact, sometimes you sit out front, can't even hear each other talking. So loud. A lot of cars with loud subwoofers and sirens and everything going by. But anyway, so just now I was sitting in the living room. So peaceful out here. Me and the doggies were in there. And so then I was sitting in the living room. I heard this cop car, the sirens going. And then all of a sudden I heard this screeching, really loud screeching. And man, it was loud screeching. It's like a cop were chasing somebody or another car. So then, of course, I go outside in the front and I look. And there was all this smoke from the tires, I think, from the guy zooming off. Well, I live right behind my house is a field, and right on the other side of that field, it's where all the electrical, what do you call them, towers go down this long corridor. It's a big field where they all go down. Anyway, behind that is a train track, and I guess the car that the cops were chasing were going, got in the dirt between the field and the train track, and was just zooming down the dirt down there, and I saw the cop turn really quick and go in there, and I thought, maybe I should go in the house. So I did. I went in the house and went in the backyard, got my binoculars to see if I could see them, but they were long gone, both of them. So who knows? Because you know what I find really strange is that you don't even know what's going on in your own neighborhood, but you know what's going on in all other parts of the world. But how come you don't know what's going on in your own neighborhood? Like, just like 6 blocks away or 1 block away. You know, I could find out, I could get online and find out the sheriff blotter call. You know, I look it up online and say what they were called out for, a disturbance or what. I mean, after all, this is Saturday night. Could be a disturbance of some sort or I hear a party going on somewhere off in the distance. But you never really know what it is. And it never is in the news the next day. Well, that could be because we don't have local papers. We have papers, you know, like Los Angeles, which is a lot of neighborhoods in Los Angeles. And that's, you know, we live in a kind of a suburb over here by Disneyland in a 30 miles from downtown Los Angeles, so we live, it's actually about 30 miles south of Los Angeles, where the happiest place on the earth is. It would be Disneyland. Why am I yawning so much? Oh my gosh, jeez, didn't work that hard today. Anyway, where was I? I guess I'm just too relaxed. The yawn made me forget where I was. Anyway, I just thought I'd sit out back a little bit, hear the crickets. Hey, I do live in the country. Oh, I don't know what I was talking about. I was talking about then being no papers, no local papers. It's just weird. I think there should be lots and lots of little papers. And a paper, like in my area, let's just say it's 1 mile all around. Mostly just everything about in this area. But of course, who would care? Because, who would do that? Because you'd have to get sponsors. And how many, I don't know, would the sponsors, I guess if you did it online, you wouldn't have to have sponsors. You could do it on YouTube. I always thought about that, a YouTube newscast of the area, which is a mile surrounding whoever does the newscast, because I'm not doing it. like just say I would report on these guys that the cops were chasing. Here, there they go. I hear them zooming away over there. It turns out to be a gang member. And then it turns out that the story's not correct. Then I would, no, I guess I won't be doing that. See, I just saw that whole scenario in my head. I'm just going to sit here and be nice and calm. And not bother anybody. Oh, I just took off my I had my dog pillow out here. The dogs could lay out here in the garden. And right next to me. But I think I need to wash it, so I'm going to wash it. It's dark outside, and it's, what time is it? It's 10 o'clock. 10:13 on a Saturday night. And this is June 1st. Yeah, I look in my house there, and I can see all Gene's statues in there that he did. Yeah, it's April 1st, May 1st, June 1st. It's been 2 months. 2 months now. Gene passed away on March 31st, which was Easter. Yep. It's 2 months. It's getting... I don't cry all the time. I get like this like deep kind of thing in my throat, and then I just have to move on. I just can't do that all the time, you know. But things are getting easier. The thing I find now is that I am so blessed to have my friends surrounded me. I don't have a lot of friends. A few friends surrounded me, and I have Facebook friends, which actually are pretty nice. They've been really nice too, and online friends. But I mean, my local friends here—they really surrounded me right when I needed them. I can't say enough good things about them. But everybody back kind of went back into their life now, and I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing now, what I'm gonna do, or where I'm gonna go, or what's happening, or how I'm going to survive. Yeah, I guess that things will work out. That's what I figure. What I've got opportunities, I guess. I don't know, being 65 years old, for most people, they're still trim and young and fit and Orange County, California is full of very fit people. And I do not fit in with the fit people. I'm a little overweight. I've been eating a lot since Gene passed. I don't know. I think I've turned to food too much. I'm going to have to not eat any more ice cream, though, man. That made me sick. Last few days, I've been sick. My stomach's been feeling bad just because I've been eating stupid things. I mean, I have a garden, Frida's garden. I mean, gosh, I shouldn't be eating stuff like that. I guess the thing that stopped me from enjoying my garden is that the bees have moved into my worm bin. You know, I have two worm bins out in the back here, and the bees have moved into one of them. Now, I love bees. And I love them pollinating, and I never want to kill a bee. I haven't been stung by a bee since I was young. So if they got stung once or twice, I might not like bees anymore. But they're just happily doing their thing. I have a plastic bin. I have two plastic bins that I've been raising worms now for the last year or so. And I had a good many worms out there. I just went out and looked at them. And then one day, a couple weeks ago, I looked out back and they were all swarming out there. And I'm going, what is that? They're swarming in the sun and they completely covered my worm bin in this little house that I built for them out of pallets. And they completely covered them. And I'm going, wow, that is definitely bees covering the worm bin. And then I had put little holes around the top of it so the worms could breathe, right? Well, that's where the bees are going in. So if you make a worm bin, do not make them so big that the worms could go in there, because that was just stupid, I guess. The bees go in there. Who would have thought that the bees could go in there? But anyway, I never even gave that a thought. But the bees are in and out of there now. And so I called every beekeeper I could in Los Angeles, and I thought I called everybody, and they all said they'd call me back, and nobody's called me back now in 2 weeks. One lady said that she's just really busy, and she'll get with me in a couple weeks. So I think that would be like next week would be 2 weeks. For her. She sounds really nice. Well, she texted me. She didn't answer me back like talking, come to think of it. She just texted me and said that she'd gone up and she's collecting 100 bees for her beehive. She's going to be busy with that for a couple weeks and then she'd come help me, she said. Yeah, I guess I could have the one place I called, which had this evil woman on the other end. Oh my God, I don't want her. She was, like, really into killing things, I think, because she just wanted to come out and kill them. I don't want to kill the bees. I have enough problem with not having enough bees. And she was going to charge me $175 to kill the bees. I don't do $175 for killing the bees. They're off in the corner over there. It's just kind of, I was all into cleaning my backyard and getting it all fixed. And then the bees moved in. And right over in that area, I'd cut a whole bunch of bougainvilleas down and had all the branches laying there. And I was going to cut all the branches up and put them in the trash. And that's when I saw the bees. So I don't get that close to them over there. Yeah, if they'd come after I cleaned it up, you know, I might have said, okay, you could stay there just, you know, so you pollinate stuff. But I want my worms. I don't want to kill the worms. I don't want to lose that plastic bin. That cost $13. I don't know, all those worms in there that, like they tripled, I think. There's two bins, and I think I started with $50 just to, like, a pound or 2 pounds of worms. And now I've got two plastic bins full of them. It's just sad that they're, going to die if I have to kill them, and I'm not going to. But I want the worm. So if somebody, the beekeeper said that, the one person I did talk to who was going to call me back, I called them up, and she said that you have to move the bees 3 feet away so they could take them out of the worm bin and put them in, you know, if they get the queen, they can put them in their own hive, where then it's more structured, where you could put the those things in so they can do their honey on those. I don't know what they're doing now in that worm bin. I'm thinking the worms probably love the sugar, but I don't know. I don't know if they got enough water. So they said that you have to move the worms 3 feet away or 3 miles away. Or more than 3 miles away, because otherwise they'll come back. And so I said, okay, well, you pick whatever you like. I don't care. I could see me raising bees, but then, you know, I think once or twice I got stung, I wouldn't even want to do it. And I don't want the dogs to get stung. And everybody I talk to has these terrible bee stories. Like one person said that the bee bit her dog, and that was, you know, that was like hundreds of dollars. Because the dog went into anaphylactic shock or something, I think. And then the other person said that he tried a beehive in Canada, my friend up there, Dale in Canada, and his So he went over to open up the top, and the bees totally attacked him, and he made it just to the hospital in time before the he passed out. So he's, and then the next line was, get rid of him. And within 5 minutes, I was calling around everybody to get rid of him. It's like, okay, just tell me that. I don't need to actually experience even one bee bite, but just tell me that, and I will definitely see about it. But then nobody called me back. I don't know. I don't get it. I'll have to go on a more aggressive calling rampage. Or you know what I could do on, see, June 4th. What's this? This is the 1st? On June 4th, there is the Orange County Beekeepers meeting. And I was thinking about going to that. Because I'm kind of a prisoner. I mean, I can't go over in that corner of the yard because I'm afraid of the bees. They seem mellow enough. Just going in and out over there, not hurting anybody. I don't know. Anyway, that was my dilemma with the bees. Sure is beautiful tonight. I can't see the moon. I'm laying in, or I'm not laying, I'm just sitting in the gazebo with my feet up. Oh. Solar lights out here, and just a gentle breeze. So nice, so nice. Well, let's see, do I have anything else to say? Oh, I guess I could talk about my garden a little bit. My raised bed garden, the one I built that's waist high. Great idea, fantastic, wonderful garden. Doesn't grow a damn thing. I don't know. It hasn't grown. You know, I was busy and I really didn't plant it till after April. And I planted some patio tomatoes and sweet 100s. And they are exactly the same size as when I put them in. And then I planted strawberries. I got some nice big strawberries out of the strawberries. This is all in the raised bed. And I got onions. They don't seem to be doing nothing in the... I got some patio tomatoes. They're starting to get bigger, and there's an actual tomato on it. But, I mean, we're talking like 12 inches high. That's as high as it's got. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I need to put more fertilizer in. That's what all I can think of. They said they're heavy feeders. I got one of those cheap $3 tests, and that test... really didn't do anything. I don't know if it even works. I got the soil sample, put it in there, and it didn't seem like there was any nutrients in there. So I guess I have to put some fertilizer in there. Nothing seems to work for me. I got Miracle-Grow Miracle-Grow potting soil this time, because I've been trying to be organic, but I'm telling you, I'm not, this organic thing is not working for me. Something's not working for me. When I was doing Miracle-Grow, everything was growing, and then I got all into being organic, and they said, oh, you don't have to feed them. You use good compost, make your own compost, and, you know, I don't know. It's not working for me. I guess I'm just not that good at it. At least that's the way I feel right now. Well, maybe it's because I see all those YouTube videos where everybody's got these fantastic, beautiful gardens. I think they just, like, give them, overfeed them or something. I don't know. Whatever they're doing, I need to do. I guess I should get another hobby, like sewing or something. Thing that doesn't break my back. Oh well, what the heck, I can't change what I like. I love gardening. I just not doing good at it right now. Well, you know what, I just should give myself a little more credit. I was preoccupied, and I've only been not preoccupied for the last 2 months, so give myself a break. Okay, I'm gonna give myself a break. There you go. I just gave myself a break. Oh. you hear that? The wind came up and did the chimes. Okay, I think I've talked long enough. I can't believe that you're still here anyway. All right, have a nice day or night, whatever it is in your part of the world. And this is Frida signing off. Oh, 10 o'clock at night in a nice, comfortable. Okay, one more yawn. Okay, good night.